And good morning, everybody. You are listening to the Mighty 690KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you are having a fantastic morning. Usually at this time, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce on, but she is getting some a much-needed vacation this week. However, we do have Jim Carell from the ICC Fab Lab up at, of course, Independence Community College. He is joining us on the phone today to talk about a few things that's going on over at the Fab Lab. Jim, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, good morning. I'm doing fine. And let me second that Lisa is taking some well-deserved time off. She really, really works hard. She's a really hard worker and great to work with. We work with her on a lot of things in the community, and it's good that she's taking a week off. And of course, I'm always glad to hijack her time slot, so I'm glad to be here today.
Well, it's good to have you here today, sir. So we'll talk about a few things that's going on in your neck of the woods. We'll talk about a few classes here, though, that the Fab Lab will be hosting. And before we get started with that, you're doing something that's called kind of like a class wish list. Can you kind of explain to us what that entails?
Well, yes, and I want to say anything we talk about today is on our website at fablabicc.org. And for any of these classes that we talk about, you don't have to be a member of the Fab Lab to take classes. And in fact, some of the longer-term classes, we will make you a complimentary member while the class is going on. But the class wish list is an idea, because there are literally hundreds of classes from short one-session seminars up to like the guitar fabrication class that takes several weeks to build a guitar. So there are literally hundreds of those classes that we could offer in the Fab Lab with all the different capabilities and equipment we have. And so instead of us trying to guess which ones, in some cases we do try to guess which ones we should offer, but really, for money of 100, we would like to hear from people what they're interested in. So the idea of the class wish list is that you go to our website and you look through the list and you might pick out two or three classes that you'd be interested in if we had them. And there's a provision for you to tell us that you're interested in those classes. And so then we keep track of the tally of how many are interested in each class. And as soon as we reach some kind of critical mass on how many people are interested in a class, then we'll go ahead and line up an instructor or facilitator and get it on our schedule, and then we'll notify everybody who's indicated interest in the past. So it's kind of a way to do, some people call it crowdsourcing, it's kind of a way to do crowdsourcing to determine what classes we should try to offer, because obviously we can't offer 100 classes at once. We don't have that many staff. But once we find out where the most interest is, then that's how we'll prioritize how we set up these classes.
All right. So again, let them know maybe it's something that they would like to do. And again, once they reach that threshold, they'll be able to host that class. So one of the first classes that is coming up, though, it is going to be on January 28th, and it will be the entrepreneurial. You can pronounce it, because for some reason I can't spit it out, but it's the mindset class that will be happening.
Yes, it's the entrepreneurial mindset class. And when I first started the college in 06, it took me probably 2 months to learn to pronounce it, and then another 4 or 5 months to actually be able to spell it without looking. And that's a horrible word that we stole from the French. So, but that's what we've
got. It's hard to say, that's for sure.
I've been doing this class since 2012, and it really has been responsible for changing dozens of people's way of thinking. And this sounds dramatic, but this is really true, that usually each time we do it, one or two people in the class tell me that it changes their life. So it really represents a different way of thinking, and it's because entrepreneurs and small business owners have a different way of looking at life in general, but especially in the way they look at problem solving. So they look at problems in a different way than the rest of us do, and when they see a problem, especially if it's one in their own life, they start trying to figure out a way to solve it. And in some cases, that might mean making a business out of it if you figure out that other people have the same problem. But it's not just restricted to businesses or people starting businesses. This way of looking at problems and the solving of them is something that all of us could use in the way we approach the problems that we have in our personal lives and our professional lives, whether we're working for somebody else or whether we're going to go out and work for customers. So it's not a business management class exactly, but for somebody thinking about a business, it really is good to have early on, and it shows us how to try to figure out if other people are interested in the same solution that you are. And it's a way to coach people into starting businesses in a small way so that if nobody else wants the problem they're solving, they won't waste their life savings or borrow a whole bunch of money and then go into debt to do that. So it's kind of a multifaceted approach, and it will be starting on January 28th. And the other thing that we're doing different in the new year is that this is going to be a combination of a few people actually in the classroom, and we will be doing social distancing and the mask and whatever the protocols remain as we move into the new year regarding COVID. We will continue to do those. So we'll have up to 6 or 8 people in the classroom, but then we're going to try to make it a live class that people can take virtually too from almost anywhere. And we'll be using the Zoom meeting format for that, but a lot of us are getting kind of sick of Zoom. So we're going to try to do something to enhance the Zoom experience. And we're going to try to use multiple cameras and good microphones in the classroom so that what the people see taking the class virtually going on in the classroom will hopefully resemble a kind of a TV show sort of a thing. So to make it a little more interesting, probably. And the class, anyway, is a combination of guest entrepreneurs that we bring into the class and then also online video content of interviews with entrepreneurs from all over the country, really, and telling their stories. And that's really the only way you can learn how an entrepreneur thinks, because if you ask them how they think, they won't be able to tell you, let alone write it down. So you have to just listen to them for a while. And what we find is that We bring some of our great small business owners and entrepreneurs from the area in. As many times as we can get them, we have James and Sonia Cantrell come in from Cantrell's Fine Jewelry. There's a great story about how he got started, and then both of them work in the business now. Doug Mish is an inventor and entrepreneur who we bring in almost every time, and he invented an armrest for Jeep vehicles back when they didn't come with an armrest, and he's from Coffeyville. So what we find is that these entrepreneurs, as they tell their story, both the local ones and the ones on the video interviews, you start to identify certain ways that they think. They don't all use the same words necessarily, but they do think in similar ways. And so that's what we're trying to study. So that'll be the class. It'll go on until May 13th, I believe, is the last day, once a week from 6 to 8. We are even going to try to record the Zoom session. So we've had a couple of people ask if they could take the class because they've got a prior commitment on Thursday nights. And I think that actually should work if they're willing to put in the time. So that's what we've got planned on that class. And I've got an entrepreneur story of somebody who certainly this changed her way of thinking. And maybe she would say that it changed her life. It's on a practical level, it certainly changed her life because her life is different now than it was then. But before I do that, I'd like to say that the prices on this class range from $25 to $65, and that's the lowest price we've ever been able to offer. And part of that is because some Kauffman Foundation money that we've got, and then part of that is because we can offer some rebates from our local nonprofit group called Innovative Business Resource Center. And so now I think I'd like to tell Joanne Smith's story. So many of you, especially up in Independence, know Joanne Smith and have worked with her. She's been a great community member for years and for about 22 or 23 years. And by the way, I'm pretty sure she's listening, so hopefully I don't get the details of this class, of this story too wrong. She was a marketing and communications director at Mercy Hospital for 22 or 23 years. She loved the work. She liked working on behalf of the hospital. Everything was going along really well until, in 2015, October to be exact, Mercy Hospital closed down. And so Joanne no longer had a job. And she checked, even had a job counselor, and she looked around for other marketing jobs in the area. She didn't really want to move and uproot her family very bad. And in fact, that wasn't even in the cards. And what she found, as many of us know, that there's not too many organizations that have full-time marketing people. And the ones that do had people in those positions. So when I found out about her, I think somebody told her to call me. And so we got together, and when I found out the situation, I immediately started trying to twist her arm into just going into business for herself, doing marketing for small businesses, because most businesses can't afford a full-time marketing person. And yet 85% of small business owners would say that they need help in the area of marketing. So I, and I think some other people, had something to do with this. We all did what we could to convince Joanne to go out on her own. And she created a company that she called Fab Creative Services. And I think that was probably toward the end of 2016 or early in 17. And somewhere along the line, she took the entrepreneurial mindset class. And this kind of helped her learn how to transition from sort of corporate think to entrepreneurial thinking. And of course, she was already creative because of the type of work that she was in. But I think that she would say that that class did a lot to help build her self-confidence. And, you know, it's scary to go from a nice corporate job to an unguaranteed income. And she's been able to navigate that really well over the years. And today she doesn't really have any employees, but she does contracting with four or five other really talented people. A couple of them are what we call mompreneurs, which are mothers that want to be at home with their children, but they do in the work when they get a chance to. And so that's kind of Joanne's story. She started this company, and she helped us with a lot of our marketing at the Fab Lab. And then she began to help us get involved with some grant writing. And one of them is from the Verizon Foundation. And many of you know about the STEM camp that we did for either 2 or 3 years for 100 middle school girls. And we weren't able to do it last summer. And that really disappointed us. But we're looking forward to doing that this summer. But then the other one that's kind of directly related to this class is something we call Women for Women. And that's an initiative that the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City helped us. And it basically is an initiative to build a network of entrepreneurial women and small business owners, and to try to do what we could to lower the barriers of women getting into small business ownership. And so I said a while ago that the class prices range from $25 to $65. And on the $25 end, if you're a woman and you will let us put you on the Women for Women contact list, which means that we have networking events and we're getting ready to do some virtual ones and hopefully get back to some live events later in 2021. So if you're a woman and you'll let us add you to the Women for Women contact list, then we can scholarship you into this class for just a total of $25. And that really, if you had to pay the whole ticket, it would be almost $300. So that's really good. And again, it's January 28th on Thursday evenings. And then maybe we should transition into the guitar fabrication class, because this is a class that we haven't figured out how to do virtually, because unfortunately, when you run a Fab Lab and everything's based on hands-on learning by doing, if you're going to build a guitar, it's kind of hard to do that virtually. So we're gonna plan on having this one in the Fab Lab, and that will be on Wednesday evenings, starting on January 27th. And it will run from 5:30 to 8:30 most evenings. After you get started, it's kind of a lab sort of a class. So it's kind of, you're working on your guitar, and if you get done with what you need to do on an evening by 8 o'clock, then we're not going to, like, chain you down and keep you from leaving early. But this one's taught by Steve Reed, and many of you know him. And he's got a Facebook page called Mr. Reed's Workshop. And he is an absolute expert on any kind of repair or building pertaining to guitars and stringed instruments. He can repair guitars that other people have given up on, and he's taken an interest in us and this class, and so he'll be the main teacher of the guitar fabrication class. So we build them from kits. You don't really have to have any prior woodworking experience, because we can take care of all that because it's from a kit. And some people say, well, I don't play guitar. And we usually have two or three people that take the class that don't play the guitar. And some of them do it just because they want to build. When we've got one guy that wants a neat looking guitar for his man cave, and he doesn't play, and he's going to take the class, I think. But we'll show you all those things. And in the meantime, when you get done, Steve will have shown you how to set up the guitar, and it will be playable, and it will be a high quality guitar that can be used if you're in a band or doing professional gigs. And everybody has a lot of fun with that.
All right. And another thing, you can make it as a present for somebody else. So
Yes. One semester we had a young woman that was making it for her fiance, because he played. And about halfway through the semester, she said, well, no, I've changed my mind. I'm going to keep this one for myself. And he can do his own.
So, and she's like, no, I kind of like this one because you take pride in it, because it's something you're actually building by hand.
You do. And in the beginning, people are a little bit afraid of it. And with each time they work on it, they get more and more possessive of it. And that's what happened to her. So it's kind of interesting. So I don't think he's taken the class yet. Maybe he'll take it this semester.
Absolutely. So again, that's going to be on. That's going to be starting on January 27th, the guitar making class, and then the entrepreneurial mindset class that starts on January 28th. So lots of things going on over there. And Jim, I thank you so much for coming on today. If anybody has any questions though about these classes or anything else going on over at the Fab Lab, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, again, there's the website, which is fablabicc.org, and the registration for any of these non-credit classes can be done right there on that site. And I would welcome people to call me as well at 620-252-5349.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it and spending some time with us today. And we will talk to you next time.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. All right. Thank you. Appreciate being on.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. Jim Correll there for you from the ICC Fab Lab. It's good to have him on today. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.